This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that there is power in being meek. I have read Jesus' Sermon on the Mount several times before and always thought I understood the meaning of the word meek. I associated meek with being weak, passive, or even submissive. But as I was reading from my study Bible, I learned a deeper meaning of the word. It reads, "The meek are seen as gentle. They do not assert themselves over others in order to advance their own agendas and in their own strength." Here's the key, though. The meek will inherit the earth because they trust in God to direct the outcome of events. And when I turn to the scriptures and attempt to put a face to the word meek, I look no further than Daniel. Daniel was an administrator in the king's court and had recently been promoted. But there were those who were jealous of Daniel's success, so they plotted to have him removed. Now, they knew that Daniel prayed to God daily, so they convinced the king to enforce a decree that they said no one was to petition any god or man for the next 30 days. Now, Daniel didn't make a public outcry about the decree. Instead, he continued to worship God daily and trusted that God would direct the outcome of events. And as we know, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den for his actions, but he came out unharmed as God sealed the lion's mouth shut. So is there an opportunity for you to demonstrate more meekness in your life? If so, hold on to these words. The Lord is my strength and shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. Psalm 28:7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, embrace meekness.